This is the Real Talk University podcast, where your hosts, Andre and Christian, explore success stories outside of the classroom.
Basically, I'm Andre, and I'm here with Christian. We're the host of Real Talk University, and we get guests to do interviews who are doing things like with their passion. So obviously you had like a passion for the NBA and basketball, and you're making like a living and a side hustle off of that. So that's why we reached out to you. So we're just going to go through some questions, kind of see how you came about being who you are now. We'll just see where it goes. So
perfect.
Sweet. So for the audience out there who's not familiar with you, could you just give a background of who you are, what you're about, and what you're up to now?
My name is Buster Scher. I'm the founder of Hoops Nation. I also host a show for the NBA where I play video games against NBA players, do some digital strategy for MLB, NBA, and have in the past NFL players, and really just have a good time doing what I enjoy.
Right. So I was researching you, and I found out that like back in the eighth grade, you made a fantasy basketball community on Facebook. So talk to us about how you thought of that.
Yeah, so I started that when I was extremely young. It must have been around eighth grade. And I enjoyed fantasy basketball. And the fact of the matter was, at the time, fantasy football was still, as ginormous as it is today. But for as much coverage as ESPN and all these different outlets were giving fantasy football, they just weren't for fantasy basketball. So, a naive eighth grade Buster was thinking that it would be a great idea to put a little bit of my basketball passion to work. So I just started a Facebook page, and nobody looked at it. Nobody cared, but I had a blast doing it.
Right. So was that like when you first kind of realized you wanted to do your own thing and work for yourself?
I don't know if I realized it then. I probably realized it when I actually saw a little bit of traction, which was on a later outlet called All NBA All Day, also on Facebook. That was the 2.0 version of fantasy basketball community, and on there I started to see like a little bit of traction, some interesting engagement. So that's kind of when I realized I enjoyed it.
So what did you do different the second time? Like, did you learn something the first time that you were just like, okay, it obviously wasn't working, I need to change this, and I think this will get us to where we want to go?
Yeah, I mean, looking back on it, I'm sure a lot of it had to do with age. I was probably 2 years older when I started All NBA All Day, and the difference from eighth grade to, mid ninth grade or whatever, is a pretty significant jump. So I think that, with that came, slightly better writing, even though both I'm sure were terrible. but also starting to learn how to photo edit and video edit, I think that was the game changer.
For sure.
Fantasy basketball community was all text. Like there might have been like a plain photo of a player on a court, but that's about it. It was really 99% just straight up copy.
So, yeah. So like what kind of like resources were you using to like learn how to do design and then actually make that content like at that time?
I just started checking out YouTube to see what kind of apps there were, because obviously, back then a bunch of it was done on computer, but still, like it is today, a lot of it's done on phone, and editing on iPhone's a lot easier. So back then I just started researching what kind of the cool apps were that I thought would be beneficial for it, and just started messing around, because experimenting is really just going to give you the answer every time.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, like, you've had a lot of success on Instagram. So, like, what convinced you to move from, like, shift your focus from Facebook to Instagram? And then kind of how was it, like, starting out when you made your NBA page?
So there was a pivot before Instagram. It was actually Snapchat. So it was Facebook, Snapchat, then Instagram, because Snapchat was popping back in the day.
yeah, facts.
So I really tried to take my audience over to Snapchat, and I thought I did a pretty good job of it back then. Engagement was good. And then eventually decided to cross leverage over to Instagram. And then once I finally got the Hoops Nation username, then it was really a lot of fun, because it used to be Hoops Nation IG, because there was an inactive account from 2 years before with the Hoops Nation username, before I could, find the guy.
Yeah. So, like, what'd you do? Did you have to, like, find who owned it and then, like, give them an offer to buy that tag, or
So the crazy story behind it, I don't even actually know if I've ever told this on a podcast or anything, this dude, there was an account at Hoops Nation, which had been inactive for 2 years, right? Yep. Obviously, I tried DMing the account, no response for a couple months. You know, I tried looking at who they were following to see if there was anything, and there was nobody. I tried DMing a few people, nothing. So I tried looking them up on other platforms, and I found their like Twitter account, like at H like 00P or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I looked and I DM'd them, obviously no response. So I looked at who they were following. And finally I found one dude that said he used to work for him. And I asked him if he could put me in contact with the guy that it was. And he did.
That's crazy.
And I paid him to do that. And then I was eventually able to purchase it, and I'm still friends with the guy that sold it to me.
That's so awesome. Dope. Like, what was his reason for not using it for 2 years? Like, did he just forget about it?
I mean, the account only had like 1,000 followers, maybe, from like 2 years prior. I'm sure it was just like a project he decided to, you know, embark on, and you know, either didn't have the time for it or whatever reason it may have been, but you know, I'm definitely fortunate that he's a cool dude. I'm gonna give him a present when I hit 1 million followers. So
yeah, that. For sure. That's dope. So like, obviously you're young, you've had a lot of success so far. So what are some things you do to like kind of handle yourself at a young age? And what would be some advice for other people looking to do what you've done at a young age?
I'd definitely say get started as early as you can, but also not expect anything. I think internships are a really great thing to do. I did that all throughout high school, really, sophomore, junior, and even in parts of senior year of high school, I was interning for as many people as I could, sometimes for free, sometimes paid, didn't really matter. It was more just about the experience and networking opportunities, and also to learn to figure out exactly what I liked and didn't like so that I could then attack it after I graduated high school.
That's smart. And was a lot of it remote work, or was it like through local businesses?
You know, fortunately I live in New York, so a lot of big businesses are here. But it was definitely a combination of both, but mostly in-house. So, you know, whether that was, you know, going in after school on weekdays or during the summer working for like a month for an agency or whatever. That's really how I approach that.
Cool.
Awesome. So did you really see yourself becoming this successful in this short like amount of time? Like, did you ever picture Instagram taking off the way it did?
I was definitely happy with the audience on Facebook, and I felt that, you know, like every platform, nothing exists forever. So you just have to be able to adapt. Facebook used to be more popping than Instagram is now. Right. There used to be videos on the Hoops Nation Facebook page with 50 million views. Just like the most ridiculous numbers ever. And there were videos that I just edited on like iMovie. Like, you know, I remember one in particular, the first video that went crazy was when the fan hit the half court shot in Miami and LeBron tackled him, and I put like whatever the Waka Flocka song was at the time over the top of it, and it just popped.
That's awesome.
You know, like 70 million impressions on a video, just like the most ridiculous numbers ever. But then again, that would only happen because the virality stuff on Facebook is different. Like, imagine on Instagram if you could share posts.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That could be, yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah.
So do you think you're like the following that you accumulated on Facebook translated to Instagram, or did you kind of have to start fresh?
Honestly, it's very, very difficult to translate. What I really did was I leveraged my ability to grow Facebook pages to be able to grow in my Instagram. So what I did was I contacted a bunch of the top Instagram pages and offered to grow their Facebooks in exchange for them growing my Instagrams back when Facebook was still popping.
Wow.
So that was probably the best cross-leveraging point that I was able to use. But it was 99.9% fresh start.
Right. And then for like video editing, did you have a lot of experience going in, or were you just like learning on the fly and getting better as you went?
I was learning on the fly for sure.
Right.
Yeah, and then obviously on Instagram, you know, being able to, you know, have a lot of awesome editors that love getting their content posted, so I don't have to edit 100% of it, in addition to hiring a couple people at this point to make edits as well. But combination of all those three is good.
Right.
Yeah, it's really just like trading what you could do with what other people are looking for. It's just, it's all like just a trade-off. You just got to find the right people.
For sure.
So I've, like, obviously you said you get to play video games with athletes, which is honestly like a dream. Like, I would enjoy every second of that. So, like, what athletes what athletes have you been able to meet, and then like what events have you attended recently as a result of your page and your success?
What events? Well, All-Star was fun. You know, I ended up like on the court 5 feet from LeBron as he was giving the post-game interview.
Wow.
But over All-Star weekend, we had Joe Harris on the show. We had Chris Middleton. We had Buddy Hield, Bogdanovich. We had Danny Green. We had Ron Harper. Bruce Bowen came on the show. We had Ronnie 2K come on the show. It was fun. It was fun. It was a good weekend for sure.
So how did you get put in contact with like the NBA through your page? They just notice your content and want to reach out because you have a wide big following?
No, I had a few friends who actually used to be in music management, and one of them invited me out when I was must have been a senior in high school last year. And he invited me out because he had a meeting with the NBA. And we met with the vice president of the NBA. I'm all good. Thank you, sir. And we met with the vice president of the NBA. And I just told him who I was, what I did, how I could help them, and so on and so forth. And you know, he brought in all the other heads at the NBA, the head of social, head of playmakers, one department, and the rest is history.
That's so dope. That's because so many people talk about it. Like, you just got to find these people and, like, show them, like, how you can add value. And, like, when you actually, like, hear stories about, like stuff like this, like, it's crazy just to see, like, how much potential is really there. You just got to be proactive.
For sure. And you got to stay in your lane, too. That's important.
For sure.
For sure. So where do you find most of the content for your page? Because obviously there's a lot going on in the NBA. Do, like, people send you things? Do you constantly follow the news, like, scores and all that stuff?
Yeah, so both. I have like 75 to 150 pages/editors that constantly send me stuff, and then I'll pick from the best. And if it's not a Hoops Nation original piece of content, then I'll credit that editor.
Yeah.
But they mostly, I get it via text. People are just sending stuff to me, then I can cipher through it and use my judgment to you know, dictate or project whether it's going to perform or not.
That's cool. And then how do you create revenue from this page? Obviously, you have a huge following, like whether it's through ads or partnerships.
Both. It's always both. Yeah, both of those.
Awesome.
That's dope. So, like, just from looking at your page and who you are, obviously, you're a huge New York Knicks fan. So, I just wanted to get your take on what you see in the future for the Knicks. What does it hold? What does it look like? Who do you want?
I like how you phrase that question. I think Kevin Durant will come to the Knicks if the Knicks can add another piece. But knowing the Knicks and knowing their history, it would be very difficult for me to bet on that, on any of those outcomes happening. But obviously, I'd love KD and Kyrie. That would be the dream.
That's dope. And you go to a lot of those games, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm at most games, most home games.
So is that like through the league that they give you access to that, or is that just kind of on your own?
It's usually I do work with the Knicks a little bit as well, and that's been a lot of fun recently. But some of it's through the NBA, some of it's through the Knicks specifically, and I know a lot of people that have tons of season tickets as well. So that's always fun, and it's always fun to go with friends too.
Yeah, that's so dope because, like, you've been a Knicks fan for, like, probably your whole life. So, like, if you were, like, say, like, 5 years ago were to tell yourself, like, you were working with the Knicks, like, what would you think? Like,
oh, yeah, that would be so fire.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, what is it like to work for the NBA? Because, obviously, that, like, you're a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. It must be not feel like work at all, really.
Yeah, you know, I'd much rather be on contract as a player. But, you know, this will do for a second.
Yeah, facts. There's always a way to get in, even if you can't, like, actually play.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
So, like, you do your 60-second show on your Instagram page. So, like, what was your inspiration behind starting that? Was that just, like, a recent idea you came up with?
Yeah, I started a little while ago. I actually have to bring it back. I took a couple months hiatus from it, but I just wanted there to be, you know, interview form content that's on Instagram that isn't like, yo, go check out the link in my bio and click it to watch my interview with, you know, Kemba yeah, Walker. I want people to be able to watch the whole thing. And also, I don't want to have to bother the players for 10 minutes. Whenever I do them with them, I do the one question. They're like, that's it? I'm like, that's it, dog. You're good. Thank you.
That's dope.
And they're
that's
like, awesome. And they're like, hell yeah.
What's your favorite one so far?
Favorite one. Most difficult one to get. I think, and it's unfortunate right now with the news that's going around, but Mike Bibby never does interviews, like never ever does interviews, and legend. He did that. So he, that one was cool. Andre Drummond is like the nicest guy in the world.
that's cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of good dudes.
That's dope.
So if there was one person in the NBA, past or present, that you could work with or have a 60-second interview or whatnot, who would it be?
LeBron.
LeBron?
LeBron,
yeah. It'd be LeBron.
Awesome. What would you, yeah.
Like,
would
have you
want
had
to talk
any
to
interactions?
I've really. Been – I know a lot of his team members.
So
but
closing
LeBron
in.
Stays – LeBron, yes. LeBron stays very, very private, though, as I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, try to get on his HBO show. That'd be pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think I'm there yet, guys, but I appreciate it.
What would you want to talk to him about if you had the opportunity to sit down with him for a few minutes?
I definitely wouldn't ask him any questions about greatest of all time. I wouldn't ask him any questions about his current team or where he's going to go or anything like that. I'd probably just go a completely different route, like favorite memories or something,
yeah.
You know, favorite teammates, you know, stuff like that. I'd probably go further down that as well as asking him about some of the off the court stuff. Like I'm buddies with a 2 Chainz ex-manager. So I'd probably ask him about like the 2 Chainz album. You know, I definitely want to make him feel comfortable. So yeah. I tell everybody.
So Jordan or LeBron?
When it's all said and done, I'm going with LeBron.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think he gets one more ring and it's solidified.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
My buddy here is not agreeing, but you know,
I will agree to disagree, but questions. We have a few more questions and a little lightning round to wrap it up. So I'm just going to ask a few more here. So obviously you're very young. You're 19, right? 19 or 20?
18.
Okay. You're younger than we are. That's incredible. So where would you see yourself in 5 or 10 years from now?
You know, I think if you asked me 5 years ago where I saw myself, I would be so far off from where I am now.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully I'm doing whatever I want to at that time, you know, and I hope that social media is better and, you know, improved, but I also hope that I'm doing more stuff outside of social, which, you know, I'm starting to get more into now.
So, like, obviously Instagram's popping right now, but is there any other platforms that you're kind of just watching out for? Like, obviously, same thing happened with Facebook. It was popping, and then
Died down. I think the number one platform is and always will be YouTube. It's the only platform where if you have a large audience, it just organically branches out for you.
Yeah.
Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, none of those platforms have that. But YouTube is real personal brand building. So that's my next 365 days of really trying to hack and build an audience there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, same here.
All right, and if I just have a question. Like, if I were to potentially start an NBA page, where do you think I should focus on at first?
I'd try to do something different because there are a lot of people trying it right now.
Yep,
I'd try to do something as far left as you possibly can and just have it be very specific to start and then eventually broaden out a little bit, you know, like whatever that is, and then try to get pages to repost that content because you're the only one doing it.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yep. Yeah, so we just got a lightning round. It's like 3 quick questions, and then we'll be all set. So the first question is, what's the worst advice you've ever received, and then also the best advice you've ever received?
Worst advice is you have to go to college to be successful, or, like, you're not going to get a job out of college, or if you don't go to college. I'm like, I don't even like, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the best advice I've ever received, just like surround yourself with good people. Yeah,
just proximity to power and surround yourself with people you want to be like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what was your best purchase of $100 or less?
Best purchase of $100 or less. Most of my purchases are of $100 or less. Best place to buy clothing. This is a little top secret tidbit here. Grailed. If you go on your size, you can get designer clothing for under $100. It's crazy. It's used, wow, but it's like one time, two times worn. And I'll just go crazy on there. Yeah, it's called Grailed.
Dope.
And I'm not, it's not a paid advertisement.
Facts. Yeah, it's genuine. So then the last question, it's kind of like deeper for people further in their careers, but if you had something to put on a billboard for the whole world to see, like a message or a quote, what would you put?
If I just had one message board and I had to do something, I mean, obviously you could go like the charity route, but then again, if you like, if you're really a good dude and you want the attention, you would put up your social media on there, and then you retain some of that, and then you would retain some of that audience, and then you'd be able to do more good things with that. So that's probably what I'd do. Follow at Buster.
Facts. That's dope. All right, man, that was really fun. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
How's it going, Real Talk fam? I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we start this new episode of Real Talk University with an offer that Christian and I have put together for you guys. Basically, as a thank you for listening and tuning into all of our episodes and supporting us along the way so far. So what we put together is the Podcast Blueprint ebook, which you'll have access to for free. Absolutely free. This is a downloadable PDF containing all the information, actionable steps, tips, resources, everything you need to launch your very own successful podcast in 30 days or less, exactly how Christian and I have done so. After reading our ebook, you'll be able to launch your own podcast today, book your dream guest for your interviews, and get ads and sponsors immediately. To claim your free copy today, visit the link at bit.ly/RTU ebook. That's bit.ly/RTU ebook. EBOOK. Get your free copy today before this offer expires. Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.